This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, July 13th. Okay, folks, pretty simple. Earnings are going to come out. They're going to be spectacular, and we're going to have a lot of fun. Now, before that happens, there are distractions. Obviously, we have the situation between U.S. and Iran. The U.S. says the Strait of Hormuz is open. Iran says it isn't. There is a channel that you can follow. If you hug the Oman, the U.S. Navy has a route to go through the Strait of Hormuz. Iran did hit a Cyprus-based cargo ship recently, and the U.S. has just been pounding Iran for the last 3 days. And you know, the ceasefire is officially over, and the bottom line is, if you fire a missile or a drone at a cargo ship or any oil tanker, the U.S. Navy's response will be overwhelming. So we'll see how long Iran can be this stubborn, but they're cut off monetarily, and they have a lot of issues. The other thing is, during the Ayatollah's funeral, at least three IRGC officials, Republican Guard officials, were killed at a checkpoint. There were multiple checkpoints going to that funeral. The new Ayatollah did not attend his father's funeral, and he is avenged that he's going to get, he's going to go after who killed his father, so that means President Trump might be his number one target. So we shall see. So we got all these distractions going on. Oil's up today. Markets will get open lower, but I don't think we should worry, because, you know, earnings are so strong. They're going to be up 22%. According to the estimates, they'll be well above that. Last week, WD-40 surged after announcing a 43% earnings surprise. This morning, we have Taiwan Semi announcing that their June sales soared almost 68% to a record level. That was up 6.2% over May. Taiwan Semi will announce on Thursday. They're supposed to post 53% sales growth, 48% earnings growth. They'll beat. And of course, they're a big supplier for NVIDIA, which has been remarkably resilient. Now, SK Hynix, the big memory company that went public last week, gapped up on Friday, was consolidate today. You know, the Korean stocks are pretty manic. Apparently, they like to trade in Asia. So up, down, up, down, up, down. That will make Micron do the same thing. But Micron is good buy in any pullback, and today would be another good example of that. But the other big news this week is, of course, going to be inflation. CPI is on Tuesday, supposed to be down 0.2%. PPI is on Wednesday, supposed to be down 0.2%. So I'm expecting better than expected inflation readings. We've been getting those all over the world. The core rate's going to be very important. Looks like it'll be falling. Fed Chairman Warsh is on Capitol Hill this week. He's meeting with Christine Lagarde, the European Central Bank president. So the Fed's going to be in the news, but the Fed is not telegraphing a lot, so we should just ignore that. Finally, we have retail sales on Thursday. They should be very good. From what I can see, the economy is pretty robust right now. Okay, folks, so let's just ignore the noise, focus on the earnings, the fundamentals. Every dip's a buying opportunity. Don't let the gyrations bother you. There are only three sectors that are going to exceed the S&P's earnings. They are energy, information technology, which includes semiconductors, and then, of course, materials. Those three sectors are where all the good earnings are, okay? So hang on. Enjoy the ride. It's going to be a stunning announcement season. July is a pretty good month seasonally. August, it gets more precarious, but let's at least enjoy July, okay? So hang on, enjoy the ride, and the financials, of course, announcing this week. We don't own financials, but they should be beating, and JP Morgan's comments will be very important. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.